Welcome to the North Central Baptist Church podcast. We hope you're challenged by the message from our pastor.
Take your Bibles and open them to the book of Luke, Luke, the second chapter. We're talking about the Advent songs of Christmas. We have been for three other Sundays dealing with all these different songs. In the book of Luke, chapters 1 and 2, there are five different hymns there, and today we come to the hymn of the angels. I tell you, the angels are amazed at salvation. Do you know that the Bible says that the angels rejoice in heaven over one sinner who repents? Angels throw a party. They are intrigued by salvation. And the angels actually sing this hymn on Christmas Day. When Jesus is born, they appear to the shepherds and they sing this hymn. Let's read it. I will read it from my copy of God's Word. You follow along in Luke 2. This is verses 1 through 20. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, and this is the hymn, this is the song they sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them. Angels are always wanting to get in on salvation. They're wanting to get in on the message of redemption. Now, if you want to turn there, you can, but I want to read you 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. This is a story, or this is a passage about the prophets, and they're preaching about the coming of the Lord. It says this, "Of this salvation," talking about the salvation that was offered by the Lord Jesus Christ to mankind, "of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully." This is 1 Peter 1:10 through 12. "Of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow. To them it was revealed," talking about to the prophets, "to them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. And then it says this little phrase, these which angels desire to look into. Can I tell you this? Whenever somebody gets saved, there's angels, they flip out. Amen. The angels of heaven, they love the story of salvation. Angels love Christmas. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, angels are interested. And on this particular passage in Luke, when Jesus is born, the angels are the one that sing. Amen. Now, in week one, it was Elizabeth who sang, and her theme was joy. The joy of Christmas, that the Lord is coming. In week two, it was the song of Mary, the song of love. It was Mary's Magnificat. In week three, Zacharias talked about the hope of Christ coming. This morning, we're talking about peace. Now, if you look in the passage, it says, and suddenly there was with the angel, verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying. The angels couldn't stand it. They had to show up. And so here were these shepherds in their field, and all of a sudden the Bible says, and suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts. Do you know in the book of Job it says that the heavenly hosts sang when there was creation? The heavenly hosts are talking about the angels of all of heaven. One scholar said he believed that at this singing in Bethlehem, when the shepherds heard the angel and then the heavenly host, he said it was every single angel. Imagine the multitude of the heavenly host, every single angel. And here's what they sang. Glory to God in the highest. Now, that doesn't mean not to the highest degree necessarily. It means glory to God in the highest heavens. We're going to glorify the Lord in heaven, and he's going to bring peace on earth. And it says, glory to God in the highest. In the highest heavens, he is worshiped. And then it says, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Now, when it says goodwill toward men, it means on whom his favor rests. Goodwill on whom the favor of God rests. The favor of God comes upon anyone who believes in the gospel. Anyone who receives Jesus Christ as their personal Savior is highly favored. You remember Mary said, here I am. The angel said, highly favored one. He called her highly favored. And so the angels hymn, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace, goodwill on whom his favor rests. That word peace is a loaded word. You see where it says peace and on earth peace? John mentioned in his prayer that the world would find peace. Peace, the world needs peace. This word peace is a loaded word. It means to resolve. It means to be whole. Essentially, this word peace in the Old Testament was a synonym for salvation. So if you really want peace in the world, you need Jesus. That's the message. Amen, amen, church? Yes. You need Christ. You know, I love Christmas music. One of the songs that is interesting, I love all the great hymns, obviously, but there's a song that's interesting in the secular world. You ever listen to this guy, Michael Bublé? This guy, Michael Bublé, has a song called his Grown-Up Christmas List. And in that song, he says, you know, when I was young, I came to you with a wish list of things I wanted. But he said, now I'm grown up, and he said, here's what I really want. And I hear in his song, I hear a world out there screaming for these same things. Here's what he says. He says, here's my lifelong Christmas wish, my grown-up Christmas wish. And then he says, not for myself, but for the world in need. And here's what he says, no more lives torn apart, that wars would never start, and time would heal all hearts, that every man would have a friend, that right would always win. Sometimes we look around, it doesn't look like right is winning, does it? And this song recognizes that's interesting. And then it says, and love would never end. This is my grown-up Christmas list. I only have one bone to pick with this song. He just makes the request and he doesn't tell you how to find all that. When Jesus came, all of that stuff was answered. No more lives torn apart. Only when Christ comes in will we ever see that change in the human heart. The only way war will ever cease is when Jesus Christ brings peace. The hurts of the heart cannot be fixed ultimately until Christ comes in. Every man would have a friend. Jesus is the friend who sticks closer than a brother. That right would always win and love would never end. The great hymn of Luke chapter 2, there in verse 14, is that, and on earth peace, goodwill will come to those who have his favor. Now, in this, I just want to tell you three things, and we'll be done today, all right, about this passage that I think will help us. Number one, and there's an outline there, I think, in your bulletin on the back, if you want to follow it. Number one, you can know him. You can. And you know what is really an encouragement to me? It's an encouragement to me that Jesus Christ went, that Jesus was born and that the angels came to the shepherds. By the way, in all of our manger scenes, we have the shepherds, and we should because they were right there, of course. But can I tell you this, that shepherds in the Bible times were considered unclean. They were considered untrustworthy. They were considered ceremonially unclean. They had a terrible reputation. As a matter of fact, their reputation, the shepherds' reputation in the days that Jesus was born, was just barely, they were barely above the lepers. Hey, listen, Merry Christmas. You know that Jesus came to the outcast? He didn't go to the scribes and the Pharisees. Jesus came to the outcast. Shepherds have always been significant in Scripture. You know, David was a shepherd. King David was a shepherd, and he wrote a great psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd." Shepherds are significant in the Scripture. Jesus said he was the good shepherd. Now, we are likened unto sheep. Sheep symbolize the ordinary. Do you know that when the shepherds saw the angel, the Bible says they were afraid? The old King James Bible says they were sore afraid. They were so very scared. That is a theme of the Christmas story. Whenever the angels appeared to the people he appeared to, they were afraid. And the message was always, you don't have to fear anymore because Jesus has come. They were afraid. But those shepherds were outcasts. You know, you may feel like, you know, I don't really measure up. I don't really measure up. I'm not a great candidate. You know, I don't have it all together. Jesus probably wants those that have it all together. Oh, no. Jesus appeared to the outcast. He appeared to the ones and came, and the angels appeared to the ones who were the outcast. Now, we have all kinds of people in this building today. And by the way, all people, you know this, all people are welcome in this church. Amen?
Amen.
Every race. You know, our accents are different. I was in a Starbucks, and I was talking to someone, I think maybe on the phone, waiting in line, and somebody behind me, after I hung up, looked at me and they said, "Where are you from?" And I said, "I'm from Florida." They said, well, you sound like you're from Mississippi or Alabama. And I thought, well, you know, they were testing my accent. Hey, we have all different kind of accents. Our skin colors are different. We come from different socioeconomic levels. We live in different neighborhoods. Some have been married for a long time. Some just got married. Some don't want to be married. Just kidding. Some are single. Some have kids here. His kids, her kids, our kids, they would say. Some wish we could have kids. Many are believers, but not all. Some are irreligious. Some are very religious. But we're all sitting here today, and we need the gospel. And can I tell you this? You can know him. Number two, you should know him. Because I want you to see in verse 10, the angel said to those shepherds. In verse 10, the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. I bring you good tidings. The word for good tidings is where we get the word evangelism. It's where we get the word where he says, look, you should tell the good news. I'm bringing you good news. It means to preach the good news. The noun of this word is the word for the gospel. It's the same word that Luke uses throughout. It's a favorite word of Luke's. And he says, behold, I bring you good tidings of great. That's like the word mega, of mega joy. And the word joy is a derivative of the same word for grace. It means to be well. So he says, behold, I bring you great joy, which shall be to all people, all nationalities. The gospel is for all people. I recently came to our church's international ministry Christmas party. And at that Christmas party, oh man, it was so special. They had all of our international friends and our folks here from our church that partner with them and teach conversational English. They all shared around the table, around the where we were sitting in a circle. And many of the international friends said that the thing that they loved about our church is they felt welcomed. And it was so encouraging to me to see how Jesus brings people together. And Jesus loves all people. And as much as I love, as much as I love America and I love our country, and we are so blessed because we have freedom here like no place in the world. Can I tell you this? The gospel is to be preached everywhere. Amen. And God is calling us to get the gospel to all people. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill to those whom his favor rests. The third thing, not only can you know him, not only do the angels say you should know him, he evangelized those shepherds. I bring you good tidings. You can know him. You should know him. Number three, you must share him. The scripture says at the end of this story in verse 16, it says, and they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known. You see that? They made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled. The people marveled. In that secular song I quoted about the adult Christmas or wish list, Christmas list, there's a line, it says, maybe only in that blind belief can we ever find the truth. Can I tell you this? It's not in blind belief. It's in belief that has Jesus Christ as the object of our faith. And so we truly can have peace. Now, Jesus Christ is special because he's the only one who really knows our deepest needs and can meet them. I am told of something called sympathetic resonance. Our musicians in here would know about this. If we had two grand pianos in here, probably would work just on regular pianos, I guess, Robert. If we had two grand pianos in here and they were perfectly tuned, if you hit a note on one of them, the other string in the other one that corresponds with that note would begin to make noise. It's called sympathetic resonance. In other words, one piano is struck, the other responds. Can I tell you this? The reason Christ came and what makes Jesus so special, he's the only one that really knows your deepest need. Now listen, I'm your pastor. I am praying that God would use me to be an encouragement to you. If you're our guest, I would love to pray for you and to encourage you, and I will do that. But can I tell you this? When the chord is struck in your life of the hurt you have, I can promise you there is someone who can sympathize like nobody else can. Matter of fact, look at this verse of Scripture in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 says this: "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." You know what I've realized? Christmas is not always an easy time. It can be one of the most difficult times in people's lives. Perhaps you're reminded of the loss of a loved one. Perhaps you're reminded of difficulty that you experienced years ago. And holidays remind you of that hurt. Perhaps you're reminded on what you have missed out on maybe in life. Maybe you see the hurt of others and it can discourage you. Maybe you are suffering today because of bad decisions that you've made. Fear not. When you sound your chord, listen to me, when you sound your chord, you can hear another coming from the Savior. When you sound your chord, you can hear another coming from the Savior. He has experienced and can truly sympathize with you. Now, he didn't deserve any of it, but he took it away on your behalf on the cross. This is what Jesus did. He came as the baby in the manger. And he lived his life, a perfect life, and then he died on that cross for your sin and for my sin. And the angel is saying, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." Elizabeth's song was about the joy of Christmas. Mary's song was about the love of Christmas. Zacharias' song was about the hope of Christmas. And now the angels are singing about the peace of Christmas. When you sound your chord of the deepest need in your heart, listen, shh, listen. You can hear it and you can know it. You have a Savior who sympathizes with every need that you have deep down in your core. And can I tell you this? Jesus is the only way to bring true peace. You can put on a facade about it, but deep down in your heart, Jesus is the only one that can bring true peace. Let's bow our heads and hearts in prayer.
Thanks for letting this small part of North Central Baptist Church experience stream into your life. We hope you will visit us soon and become part of the family of North Central Baptist Church, reflecting Christ's light on Gainesville and the world.